which you have to walk. But before you do so, I request you to turn to your neighbor and anyone and discuss with him a little bit how you would rate your japa at the present time in your life. I don't mean now at the japa retreat where you have better circumstances for chanting, because that's all we do here. I mean in your present state of your life. And if you rate yourself, please take the scala of 1 to 10. 10 would be excellent, most excellent, you know, the best or super. My chanting is super, that would be 10. 1 would be absolutely miserable or bad. And let us say 5, the middle, is it's not good, it's not bad, it's just somehow there and it can maintain you in your spiritual life. You don't go down, you don't go up, you just exist. That would be number 5. As you will see, very quickly, as you discuss with your neighbor, your chanting is really expressing your relationship to Krishna. When you have a good relationship to Krishna, your chanting will be enlivened. And if you have a very bad relationship to Krishna, your chanting will not be there. It will be 1 or 2. But if you have a so-so relationship, or so-la-la, or not oh-la-la, no. So gerade eben. That's again German. Doesn't help you very much. You know, then it would be 5. The reason why I expect you, why I request you to discuss this with a neighbor is so that you become a little bit aware of where your chanting is. And let us say one person is person A and the other is person B, then I would request person B to help your person A to come to a good assessment of the japa by maybe asking questions like, how when you get up in the morning, how soon would you like to chant? Or does this chanting not at all come to your mind? First, speak a little bit about your chanting and then go into rating your chanting. You will see that is important for you, this exercise, to progress and go on in your chanting. Unfortunately, we don't have so much time for this rating business. We will just do it in 5 to 7 minutes, really, because we have some good ground to cover. But it's necessary for this, next session, that you become a little bit aware where you stand at the present moment. So in the beginning, just discuss with your neighbor your chanting habits, you know, your how you like the chanting, or this, or what is your relationship to this, and then give yourself a note. Huh? Please, let me first of all see, I will now ask you if you have found your neighbor. If you have not found your neighbor, I will ask you to see to point your fingers up, and then you have to look around and see who else has not found a neighbor, and then choose a neighbor. It doesn't need to be the most confidential friend in the universe which you go with. You can just go, okay, look around, identify your partner in this discussion. Who of you has not yet found a partner? And Nitai Charan, there is your partner. Also, if you know there are unequal numbers, you can easily join the 3. Mm-hmm. It is preferable if Matajis go with Matajis and boys go with boys. I have done japa retreats, and afterwards I was informed, we met each other at a japa retreat during your sharing session. Japa retreat is for something else, but if it happens, no harm, you know, but... Okay, start now, please. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Task completed. You have an estimation where you stand. You are satisfied with, have you made a good assessment? I mean, not satisfied with the level, but with the assessment itself. You have a good feeling where you are between 1 and 10. Yes? It's correct. It's not idealistic. It's not negative, it's what it is. Yes. I request you to keep this number in mind and to work after the japa retreat with the tips which you will get today. Then see how this number will it should change. It should, I mean, if you do everything correctly, then within a brief time, I think after some weeks, you can be sure and safe that the number has changed. I also want to already mention now that I'm sending out a training newsletter after this retreat for the Leicester devotees. I mean, for the Leicester retreat, I want to say, who are here, where you will find some of the points which I make mentioned, and when there will be some trainings, something you can do. These are training newsletters. They are very brief and very short. I know your email is most probably, too much full with too many news. It's something useful. And if you wish to receive that newsletter, I request you to write down your email at the reception. There will be a board where it says Amritavani Training Newsletter. Amritavani means the lessons in eternity, or the voice of nectar. So you can obtain that. Good. So I take it that all of you have accessed a little bit what is alive in your chanting, what is going on, and so on. I would first of all make an experience with you where I will request you, it's a faith-building experience, to enter a little bit into an experience of seeing the power of sound and what it can do for the consciousness. Now, I have done this and participants in the retreat, I've done this many times, participants experience almost in a shocking way, my God, is the sound powerful, and my God, does it have a huge impact on my consciousness. Because I will soon reveal to you through three gates and dimensions of chanting, but you first need to have a little bit more shraddha, a little bit more faith that the sound vibration indeed is very worthwhile of putting your whole energy into it and making something. So I would like to request you to sit tall. Sit tall means you can imagine there is like a a threat on your head, and it just gently pulls you up. Your eyes should be fixed on the horizon, which we can't see here, but you know this thing. First of all, while your eyes are open, I request you to just become a little bit mindful of the sound in this room. Do you hear something? No need to tell me what it is. Just concentrate a little on that sound. Now I will request you to listen a little bit more carefully. I will identify a sound, which most probably you all have identified by now. Please concentrate on the sound of the water falling in this beautiful altar arrangement which Hara has done for us. No, not for us, for the deities, for Krishna. Now it will be very difficult. Concentrate on the birds which are chirping outside. I know some of you have been in too loud kirtans and it will not be easily possible, but try. I know it's difficult, but try. You will hear something. Try harder. Some of you have given up. That's not good. I can distinctly hear three different types of birds, but I have a very good hearing power. For some reason, my hearing is very good. All right. Doesn't matter if you have heard nothing. It really doesn't matter, because it's about sharpening our attention, not so much about hearing. It's all about attention, really. I now request you to slowly close your eyes. As you breathe out, relax your body whenever you exhale. Start with the legs and the feet. Relax them to the law of gravity. Move your attention to the trunk of your body, the torso, where the organs in the rib cage are. And on an exhale, relax it completely. Bhumi will carry you. You don't have to carry yourself any longer. Now I request you to go to your left shoulder with your attention, and the left arm and hand. Totally relax it. you will see how the muscles in your shoulder, which are usually quite tense, will loosen up. And while you do this, your aim is to be very relaxed but incredibly aware. Go to the right side, to your right shoulder, right arm and hand. Totally relax it. Try to give it to the law of gravity. I request you to adjust your sitting position a little bit, and on an inhale, just sit more straight. Imagine there is a little rope from the ceiling which just gently, ever so gently, brings you up. It will open your chest automatically, this upward movement. Try to now go to your face. I heard that there are 3,251 muscles or so in the face, which you use when you communicate, when you smile at someone, either a forced smile or a real smile. Now just relax your face. No one will look at you, not even me. I will also not look at you. Imagine your whole body is hanging on a hanger like a shirt or like a coat in the winter. Your whole body is no longer carried by yourself. You just relax it. Now I request you to imagine that you are in a big temple or cathedral. Maybe cathedral is better for what we wish to do. A cathedral, a church. There's a part where the benches stand. A little higher is the area where the chandeliers are. Sometimes in this middle portion you also find the pulpit from which the priest talks. And then there's a dome, a big space under the roof. The three locations, bottom, middle, and top, correspond to your body. There's a place where you sit. Then there's the chest area in the middle. And then there's the top area just under your skull. I request you now to place the sacred syllable Ram into these three locations. I will one time say the sacred syllable alone, only myself, and then I will request you to say it three times while you inhale between the times. say it real loud, or loud is not the word. Be present as you say it. No need to say it loud, but be present. I will say it now one time alone, then we will say it three times together. First, we concentrate our attention on the ground of the cathedral of sound. Middle portion of the cathedral of sound. I will intonate the sacred syllable one time alone, and then we will chant it all together four times. But this time I request you to go a little bit more in the sound. Just absorb yourself into hearing this very powerful sound vibration. I will say the vibration now one time alone, and then we will all together chant four times Ram. Attention still higher. We will move it to the top area of our head, which corresponds to the inside of the dome of our cathedral of sound. This time I will again say the sacred syllable one time alone, and then we will chant it five times together. Deep inhale. A very deep inhale. force. Sit for a moment in silence and just see what has happened. Observe how you feel. Very gently return to room awareness by looking a little bit around the room, just so that your eyes get accustomed to colors. Can we please switch off the light for a moment? I don't know for the color this, it might be good if for a moment we switch off this light and even the light which is at the deities, because it's still a little hazy. Just for a moment, please. I think it must be here, the switch. If it is too difficult, wonderful. Does make really a difference. I want to now introduce you to the three levels of chanting. It's all right, we can see the idea. Who of you, may I ask, has visited the temple of Sri Ranganath in South India? Not so many, actually. It's a temple which you must visit. It's a Vaishnav temple, and it's really very impressive to go there. The inner Sancto Sanctorum, where Lord Ranganath lies reclining on Anantashesha, this inner temple, which is bedecked with a golden dome, is surrounded by many walls. I heard once 7 walls. Many walls. And as you enter the temple, you start with the Gopuram, with the gate in the first wall. It's like a gate, and you just pass through. Then you continue your inward pilgrimage, and you see a second wall and a Gopuram, a gate, or I think gate is a good word, and you pass through there, and on you go until finally you are before the beautiful, gold-capped dome where Lord Ranganath is. In the chanting of the holy name, this is a good analogy. The first thing you have to pass, or which you have to do, are the physical dimensions of chanting. This brings you through the first gate. The gates are supposed to be at the bottom of the diagram. First, you arrange your physical body, your posture, your pronunciation, and your attention, and you will become very alert if you work with your body. We will do an exercise on this and teach you a little how to do this. Then you go to the mind dimension, where you learn to be present to the sound. You chant and you are you are concentrated. And then finally, you go to the heart dimension, which is a little bit what we have done in the first session. It has to do with a relationship, a prayerful relationship, a relationship with some feeling. And we will also learn something about that very soon. So then you finally come, after going through these three dimensions, you come to the fourth gate, and behind this gate, behind this door, there is Radha and Krishna, the personalities of the name, are waiting. But I want to make it very clear, this fourth gate or this fourth door cannot be opened by you. This door has a handle only in the inside. And that handle can be used only by Radha and Krishna themselves, who will reveal themselves to the sincere chanter on their own terms, in their own time, and not because of any technique and so on. We will learn three powerful techniques now, which will help us to open the three gates, body, mind, and heart. But this fourth gate is very important for me to make it very clear. That can only be opened by Radha and Krishna. They have to reveal themselves. You cannot learn a technique or method by which God will reveal himself. He's not like a waiter whom you can call with a certain volume of strength. Hey, waiter, come, come, come. And then you may, you know, dangle some reward before him so that he comes faster. I don't know, that only works in India, I think. You wave with some rupees in the air. But no, Radha and Krishna, the personalities of the Mahamantra, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, will only reveal themselves if they choose to, if they want to. You can't force them. But what you can do is, you can show them that you are not indifferent to their mercy, and come before that last gate. Now, I'm reminded of my visits to Ranganath, where I passed through all the gates. It was early in the morning, I think 4 o'clock or so, and I waited with some pilgrims before the fourth gate. But we waited and waited and waited. Then came an elephant, because Ranganath was tired, he had eaten late. And then this elephant came and went poo, poo, poo. But still Ranganath wanted to keep on resting, and the doors didn't open. Only after 1 hour of patient waiting, the Lord chose to open the gates, and we could have darshan. So with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is similar. You can pass through the first three gates. That is easy. You will see, it's very easy. We will do it together, and you will have very good experiences. As Pradyumna Prabhu said yesterday, some magic, magic sounds so, I mean, so black, it's not, you know, a miracle. Maybe a good miracle you can see. But the full revelation of the Lord in His holy name is not under your control, and certainly not under the control of a japa workshop or retreat or so. It is up to the Lord. Okay. Are you ready? We want to go for darshan. Okay, so we will walk through the gates. I don't know. Some of you are not ready, or it's all right. Should we do or not? Good. Now I'm encouraged. I can see you are in a different space of consciousness, and that's exactly my intention to bring you there. So you are right on, as they say in America. My dear devotees, we will first do the physical dimension. Sit properly. Does this sound familiar to you? Sit properly? It does. Good. How do you sit properly? Well, sit tall. And let us start with the easiest part, our head. Let us imagine the rope coming and pulling us up. By the way, I know this example very well, because I was translating some of Srila Prabhupada's books from English to German. And because I was young and always ate too much, like the young people do, I was always tired, especially after in this part of the day. You know, it's the graveyard shift. You know, it's after 12 o'clock. I was tired, but in order to not sleep, I tied a rope on my shika, and when I would go down, I would really... One time I ripped my whole shika out. I was so tired, and I didn't care for the rope, you know. Anyways, one can cultivate it again, no problem. I mean, I didn't, not the whole thing, but a good portion of it. So sit tall, and now kindly roll back your shoulders, as if you make a circular movement, and you roll it back. Yeah? Because the shoulders are really, when they are not relaxed, oh, they can give you pain, and also, oh, that you can just be in a tension. And now, the next thing is not so easy if you sit just on the ground. It does sometimes help when you chant to put a cushion under your, now comes a difficult word, I had to learn it, coccyx. Coccyx? What is that? That's where the human, that's the tailbone. We don't have a tail exactly, but we have a tailbone. And if you have it there, that will help you also to get a lot of support so that you can sit properly. Because if you sit on the floor, what will happen? You will automatically go back in the lower back, and what you will develop is something like me, lower back pain, which can kill you. Wait until you are above 50. How are you, Nitai Charan? Good back, or? You are doing some exercises. Acha. This is a wise man, Nitai Charan Prabhu. I mean, maybe you can show me your exercises, because I notice you sit very well. So we want to have this a little bit like a slight. It's called lordosis in Latin. A little bit like as if our spine is hollow, like this, huh? A little bit. So you move a little bit forward, and then you can sit just very straight for many hours, no problem. So posture is the first thing. Sit properly. Now comes the second physical thing. Pronunciation. Many of you, I have heard you chanting, don't pronounce the mantra really in its entirety. Sometimes you skip a syllable. You say Ram, Ram, Ram. Well, it is that is not so bad, you know. You can also Ram is all right, but we want to have it very clear. Let me chant for you one mantra very clear. I will do it in an exaggerated way. And just to train you, I request you to repeat in one voice after me. What Prabhupada says, the upper and lower lip should move. So here it comes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Upper and lower lip, continue. Very good, very good. Please continue. Hare Krishna. Make an effort to really pronounce the mantra very clearly. Imagine you chant to someone who doesn't hear very well and you want to really speak clearly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. To help you to wake up even more, put your arms like this, continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Continue, continue. Imagine someone pulls your hands back. Oh! Clear pronunciation. Good posture. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Clear pronunciation, good posture. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you. Bring the arms down, please. Let them gently flow down. No abrupt movement. The physical dimension of chanting also include the proper hearing. Just for now, as an exercise, I request you to take your right hand, bring it to the right ear, and bend the ear slightly forward, just slightly, a degree of 45 degrees, and now chant and bring the palm of your hand close to the mouth, like me, you can watch me, and now chant and you will hear yourself much better. Don't become shocked, it's an unusual experience to hear yourself like this. Please, for some time, chant like this. We won't make a photo of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Experiment a little with the position of the hand. You should hear it really clear. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Listen very attentively. You only have to listen now. Become almost your ear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So, when you start your chanting session, make sure that you sit properly, that you pronounce properly, and that you listen properly. That will make you much more aware. Sit properly, pronounce properly, and listen properly. This will be very good for you. This is a physical dimension. It is really a beginner's platform, and I don't wish to spend much more time on this dimension. Sometimes I have been asked during japa retreats, what is about pacing, walking up and down, and chanting? Well, the Vedanta Sutra commentary of Baladev Vidyabhushana, that's one of our acharyas in our Guru Parampara, says that prayer and japa should be done while sitting. And he quotes many quotations from Shastra which indicate that when you walk and do japa, your attention is somehow, the attention potential of the body is drawn by the body to make these movements of the body. So prayer, I don't know, I think it's clear to you, when you pray, you usually don't pace up and down. I mean, you stand before, or you sit, you are in a little meditative mood. Now I know that there is a movie of Srila Prabhupada walking in his Los Angeles apartment, moving up and down. And I also know that our example, present disciples of Srila Prabhupada, pace up and down. There are novelties in ISKCON called the Japa Walk. Maybe you have heard about it. It's usually the walk and talk area. And I'm aware that our movement is walking, pacing, running, moving movement. You will be glad to hear that in the commentaries, Baladev Vidyabhushana says, if the only way you can concentrate is to walk, then walk. In other words, he doesn't ban walking from japa. He says it's all right if it helps you to chant better. I think there are times in our lives when we just need to move around. We have ants in our dhoti and in our zari, especially when we are young and we need to move around. Or when we are old, our body just gets too stiff when it sits for a long time. Or for some reason we are products of the mode of passion and we need to run and walk and so on. It is all right if that helps you to concentrate better in chanting. But please try sitting in a good posture, sit properly, and see if you can become a friend with this practice. But if you're too chronically tired, then you must address in your life that something is not totally all right. You know, when the moment you sit down, you fall asleep, maybe it means you eat the wrong things in too much of a quantity, or you are just not resting sufficiently, and so on. So, in the retreats, I wish to encourage you to chant while sitting, because that is the more authorized way, or more usual way But there are exceptions, and we know Srila Prabhupada walked also up and down. I also do it. Everyone does it at times, because you need to stretch the body or move the body, otherwise that's not healthy. But try sitting. That is better. Now we will enter a much more interesting dimension. After all, we are spiritualists. We will enter the world of the mind. Are you ready, Buddha Bhavana? Buddha Bhavana is ready. Because he is a coach and knows many things about this world. So, a mind. Prabhupada once said, devotee means the mind. Mind is so important, my dear devotees, that the mind is concentrated. I became aware of this one evening when our family sat at the... What is the last meal? Is it called dinner? Dinner table. Our family would... My father would leave the house very early. He became a very successful man materially. And really worked himself up to that position. So we did not see much of him in the morning or during the day. But in the evening he came, and we made it a point to have a family dinner, and everyone was expected to be there, because there were interesting discussions, and my father did a lot of the training he gave his sons during the dinner time. So once he came back and he said, I have to tell you something. And we were all already sitting at the dinner table, ready to go into our evening discussions. Someone died today in the train station. My father is a director of the German railways. It's not the only one, there are 24. But if you make it to the director, my God, are you admired in German society. So he was there, and it was before he came to this position. He told us, you know, he was responsible for 5,000 people, and one of his men had died. And he was really moved and shaken, because he was responsible for this person. And he felt responsible to the family. And he said, this is how it happened. This man was told to repair the carriage which was transporting vegetables and other things which needed to be cool. It is a refrigerator carriage. Do you? I don't know the proper English, but do you know what is? It's cool, very cool, cold actually. They carry things like ice blocks even in there. It has to be very cold. So this man was asked to. He was a technician. The cooling aggregate didn't work, and he went in the carriage, and someone. By mistake closed the door. It's not really a problem, because it's aerated inside. You can breathe in there. And somehow the technician was found after 6 hours, you know, that repairman was found after 6 hours with all the symptoms of a death by dying in a refrigerator. You know, his hands were blue and stiff and everything. But what was also found was that the cooling aggregate had not worked. The technician had thought this is working, and he had died by his mind. My English is here not very clear, because I only Am I clear in what I say? It was nice circumstances for resting, talking, meeting friends in that carriage. No problem. Good air, everything. But he thought when the door snapped, I have only 4 more hours to escape from the death, from dying, the Antarctic death. Somehow he made the mistake. He thought the thing what was the cooling aggregate word. When he was found, the carriage was with nice summer temperature, nice aerated, best place to rest, you know. But his mind was so strong, I'm dying from the coldness here, that he died. My dear devotees, you look concerned. Why don't you look concerned about your life? Most of us are in this same situation. We think we are the body. We believe it actually. Hare Krishna, it's an illusion. You're eternal. You're part of Krishna. We have similar illusions which totally affect our lives. Someone thinks he needs tons of food to survive, and he is all the time chewing and buying and chewing and buying and so on. There are so many problems, and we are crying and we are crying and we are go to counseling and so on. There are no problems. We are eternal. Everything is all right, full of bliss and full of knowledge. But our mind, foolish mind, makes so many problems. So when we chant, the mind becomes especially active, because the mind has one function, that whatever you do repeatedly, the mind thing switches off. When I was a young man, I couldn't sleep very well because I was so active with so many ideas, and I always read the whole night. I read so much literature. You can't believe how much I read, poor me. I read all of Sigmund Freud's books on psychology. I regret it totally because they are very wrong. I could only relax in a driving train, because the train makes this noise as it goes over the tracks. I can also sleep very well. I know someone, Gadadhar. I'm not like this, but Gadadhar is like this. The moment the engine of the car starts and makes the engine start, he's gone. Because the mind has this ability to switch off when the sound is repeatedly the same. The mind says, I know that. So when you are not able to control your mind a little bit, the mind will switch off when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because materially speaking, not spiritually speaking, materially speaking, the sound is always the same. Or I know, now Hare, yes, then Krishna, I know. Then again, Hare, then again, Krishna, then two times Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I know, I have done this many times. The mind will go, let me switch off. Let me go on automatic pilot. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, 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 Ram, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna, 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 Hari. Automatic pilot. This is a great thing. This is a great challenge as we chant. And we will cure this habit now. Are you ready? We will become incredibly aware as we chant. My dear devotees, the power of the mind is awkwardly, embarrassingly strong. But I want to make a simple exercise with you which helps you to be present in the present. First, sit straight, please. You know how to sit, huh? Straight, look straight. Bring your shoulders a little back. Sit tall. Very good. You become yogis. If you don't learn anything with my japa retreat, you learn to sit. Gently breathe in and out. And now observe how your body breathes in and out. You are not the body. It's a physical machine. It helps you at the moment. Watch how you breathe in and out. Observe it. Observe it like you would observe a bird on the branch of a tree. Or a bird in your hand, pulsating with life. Observe this amazing machine called your material body, supplying you with oxygen. Concentrate now your attention in the heart area. It is in this area where you, the observer, the soul is. Mentally repeat this sentence. I am eternal. Mentally repeat this sentence. This exercise is about being. Mentally repeat, I am a part of Krishna. Kindly repeat this sentence mentally. I am a part of Krishna. In your mind's eye, imagine yourself to be like a mountain. Immovable. Your thoughts are like clouds. Let the clouds not move the mountain. Let the clouds of your thoughts pass by. As you sit, the inner orientation that you are an eternal soul, a part of Krishna, I request you now, without taking your beads, to chant one time the Maha Mantra from this inner orientation. Concentrate on each one of the 16 names or the 32 syllables. We will chant in one voice together. I will one time chant alone, and then we will chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I will one time chant alone, and then when the signal comes, we will all chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sorry. Again, the idea is that we really use our mind like a laser who really is with each one of the syllables, or even better, each one of the names. I will one time chant alone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go on. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You want to listen to each syllable, every syllable. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, a more advanced level of mind concentration. Please stay in that space. I request you to take your bead back now. We will chant one round And this round will be a very special round. What we will try to do is, as we are chanting, we will fix our attention on one entire mantra. As you chant, it's very important that you only think of this one mantra which you want to chant and which you want to hear. No other concern should be with you. Yes, you will see that your mind will wander. Yes, you will see that your life, that your mind thinks of embarrassing small things like the telephone number in your no mobile phone or something. Doesn't matter. Whatever happens, gently pull your mind back and just stay with one mantra. Not many mantras. Only one mantra. When one mantra is finished, then it's again one mantra. But as you are chanting one mantra, you're not thinking of the future mantra. You're also not thinking of the past mantra. You only are present with this one mantra all the time. We do this for one round. And again, don't become embarrassed when your mind goes somewhere. Bring it back. Bring it back to that one mantra. Be present with that one mantra. Be present in the present with that one mantra. That's all. And give it your best. Try. This was what we did till now, was a preparation to this exercise. Really don't despair when your mind goes somewhere. Just bring it gently back and let it stay with this one mantra. You will feel some difference after this round. Start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Everyone goes according to his own speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. It may be good if we chant all a little bit softer so that we can all hear each other better. You can also take the telephone, this time your left hand and your left ear, if it helps you to listen better. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One mantra, only one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Excellent. I'm really, I want to congratulate you. You're really working hard. Now, for the end, I would like to open the last gate which we can open. We started with the physical body. We aligned our body, sitting properly, pronouncing properly, listening properly. Just the last exercise was about concentrating the mind, being present. And now I come to what I consider really the most important of these three dimensions of chanting, the heart. For this, I request you to turn to your sheets which were distributed to you. There should be a prayer somewhere. It is on the last page in my compilation, the prayer for service. Have you found it? See, ultimately, chanting is our ultimate prayer, our best prayer, our deepest prayer. And prayer has to do with the heart, with devotion, with devotional feelings. So, very often, we find ourselves in a situation where we really, it's a different prayer, Agora Hari, it's Samsara Sagaran. very often we find ourselves in a situation where we are just so dull. Do you also feel like that? When you go into your heart, you feel it's a desert, really. Nothing is there. Compare that with the feelings or with the situation where you felt enlivened in your heart. How much more you were doing. Do we have grihasthas here, or people who live in a relationship? I think we have many. Imagine the time when you went for your first rendezvous. You were all electrified. No, I mean, this is not... I hope I don't say the wrong things here, but that's what I heard happens. Or imagine when you were a brahmachari, or you all have looked at me with eyes as if I'm talking about something totally forbidden, so I can give other examples. Imagine you were on your journey to Vrindavan. Finally, someone said, "Vrindavan's coming, Vrindavan's coming." And you went like, "Ah, Vrindavan, I'm coming also." Finally, you know, remember how you were awakened? Are there more? Or let us say, Jamashtami, you have fasted the whole day. And I'm trying to give examples. I'm getting close, you know, when you... I will say something unexpected. You're fasted the whole day. You're standing now before the altar. The atmosphere is thick with devotional anticipation. Soon the curtains will open and then the pujari comes out. Do you remember these moments? And he goes... Then plays and really blows into the conch shell, and all the devotees start to raise their arms. You know these moments, and you think, "I wish this curtain opens," you know, and then the curtain doesn't open. Then you see someone is walking inside, and you think, "Oh, please, please, please save my life, open that curtain." And then the pujari finally, and you go like, "Ah! Huh? No? This happened?" Good. My dear devotees, opening the heart to Krishna, that's what Krishna consciousness is all about. Maya javani kachanam. I think you know this shloka where Queen Kunti says, "My Lord, you are covered by the curtain of the Maya, of the material energy. No? You are the eternally unapproachable factor. You are unapproachable because of that curtain." So in Krishna consciousness, we wish that this curtain is removed, that our hearts, which are suffering so much from these material relationships and these material expectations, that our hearts can go to Krishna and open. Yesterday I spoke to one devotee, very nice devotee, who has experiences in relationships with Brahma, you know, with other devotees, and who has found in his life that really these relationships are very good and necessary, but really the one relationship to Krishna that is giving most satisfaction, and it never changes. So in chanting Hare Krishna, we want to open our hearts to that one relationship. We want to do that by speaking the Patya Panchaka. It's a wonderful verse spoken by... it's a few wonderful verses spoken by Lord Shiva. And I really request you... This is a heart-opening prayer. I know some of you are showing the signs of information overdoses, and you worked very hard. Just give me 15 more minutes of your time, and you are through, and you will make the longest pause you can imagine. But please, stay connected. Don't switch off. It is said that the recitation of this prayer quickly awards one direct service to Radha and Krishna. I think it's good to look there and not on your pieces of paper. I didn't know that they have made it so beautiful. So the first prayer we will chant together in Sanskrit, and then I will read it to you in English. Samsara sagara nato putramit. No. Samsara sagara nato putramitra grihakulat. Goptaro me yuvameva. Prapana bhayab. We have to go a little higher. Garari. A little higher, please, still. Sangsara sagaranato putra mitra grihakulat goptaro meyuvameva prapana baya banjano. One more time. Samsara sagaranato putra mitra grihakulat goptara meyuvameva prapana baya banjano. O Shri Radha Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Please rescue me from the troubles born from children, friends, and home. Please break into pieces the fears of your surrendered devotee. Yoham mamasti yatkinchit ihaloke paratracha tatsarvam bhavadho adya charaneshu mayapitam. Yoham mamasti yatkinchit ihaloke paratracha tatsarvam bhavadho adya charaneshu mayapitam. O Shri Radha Krishna, today I place myself and everything I possess, both in this life and in the next, at your lotus feet. Aham apyaparadhanam alayasyaktva sadhanaha agatischa tato nato bhavanto me bhavatgati. Aham apyaparadhanam alayasyaktva sadhanaha agatischa tato nato bhavanto me bhavatgati. I am the home of all offenses. I have abandoned all spiritual duties. I really have no shelter. O Shri Radha Krishna, O my lords, please become my shelter. Tavasti radhika nata
karmana manasa gira krishna kantita vaivasmi yuvam eva gatir mama tavasti radhika nata karmana manasa gira krishna kantita vaivasmi yuvam eva gatir mama.
O Master of Radha, I am yours. O Beloved of Lord Krishna, I am yours. I offer to both of you my thoughts, words, and deeds. You too are the goal of my life.
Sharanam vam prapanosmi karuna nikarakaro prasadam kurutang dasyam mayi doshte paradini. Sharanam vam papanosmi karuna nikarakaro prasadam kurutam dasyam mayi doshte paradini.
Listen very carefully, as I will request you soon to also pray. Now we just listen. O Shri Shri Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Kindly repeat. O Shri Shri Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. I say it one time alone. Please be merciful to me.
I take shelter of you.
I surrender to you.
Please engage me
as sinner and an offender.
Please engage me in your service.
This is what one should chant regularly, and this will bring one into the service of the Lord. Remember, it is actually what the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is. The meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is, my dear Radharani, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. And here in this verse, in these five verses, very powerful verses, you will actually get the right mood. In the first verse, we pray to be released from samsara. It doesn't mean that we want to be released from a Krishna conscious grihastha situation. We want to be released from a mayic realization, samsara. In the second verse, the devotee prays that he places himself before Krishna's lotus feet. In the third verse, the devotee humbly describes his disqualification, that he feels he's an offender who has left his spiritual duties. And he wants now to be accepted in the shelter of the Lord. In the fourth verse, we learn Sharanagati. I offer my thoughts, words, and deeds to you, Radha and Krishna. And in the fifth verse, we pray to be accepted in the eternal service of Radha Krishna. This prayer, my dear devotees, will very quickly open your heart, even if it is closed the heart is closed by disappointments and so on. If you enter the spirit of this prayer, which is a very good Vaishnav prayer from the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, it will do magic for you. I request you now, for 5 minutes we will sing the holy name. Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare you now, as you chant, to really apply what you have learned. chant with a feeling of connection and then bring your body, more important, your mind, and finally your heart to the practice. Chant with your heart. Please start now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Then chant really from your heart. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Amen.
Hare Krishna.
I'm very proud of you. Really, I thought, you know, since we meet so, let me say, for relatively few sessions, this is now the 1, 2, 3rd session, and there are a few more to go, a few more candles to lit, or to light. I thought, well, is it possible to move you to the space where you need to learn a little bit out of your comfort zone into a stretching zone, you know? But I can see that you are applying yourself with a good effort to the tasks ahead. I want to request Padyumna Prabhu to now give us an orientation over the rest of the day. And then I want to say just something after him when he is finished. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Are you glad you're here?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a different yes. It's not that, we are on a journey. Do you notice? We are purifying the heart and, it's work. And that's a good yes. Not only the, blissful, the superficial yes.
And I think as Mara says, the journey, we started yesterday, and I'm sure one of our pillars of success as we become receivers, we will all be gathering our own realizations as we go through these sessions. We're now going to move into lunch, and the good news is, well, two pieces of good news. First of all, it's not a shadow lunch, it's real.
Good!
So do enjoy it. And second good news is, it won't be in silence. So do sit and share with each other how you're feeling with this journey so far. And we will reconnect at 4:30 to reconnect in here for group japa. Now just a couple of points in terms of as we take the break this afternoon after lunch and as we wander around the grounds, can I just request that if you go out of the grounds towards our neighbouring school, that if we don't do that, if we just stay within our grounds and not wander off, because that might alert some security and people might arrive and have a go at you or something. And also, if you wander off in this direction, if you stay just as far as the tennis courts and not wander off into the vast field beyond the tennis courts, that keeps us all in our own area, that it doesn't alert any other additional attention that we don't need right now. Is that okay? So enjoy lunch, enjoy discussing and sharing, and we'll be back at 4:30.
Yeah, one thing before you all leave. Thank you, Padyumna Prabhu. It's so nice to do service together with you, Padyumna Prabhu. We should do this more often. You're very, very good. Oh, Padyumna, such a gentleman. What I wanted to say is, the lunchtime, there's also free time. And I really request you to utilize the free time in a beneficial way. One beneficial way I consider to use the free time in is to take a rest, an after lunch rest. See, I can see what we do is, I mean, if I don't want to tell all my secrets, but I'm really trying to bring you to a deeper place in your life, and I'm working with a few yogic principles and so on. So something will happen in you. You will become a little bit tired. You will feel like in a foreign country. My God, where did Maharaj bring us to? I feel so peaceful. I've never experienced this. And some will feel a little sad, or my life is so different, and so on. This is all intended. This is part of the journey. But you need to also take sufficient rest so that you are not, let me say, becoming mental. It's very important because, see, we come from a totally different thing. I was just a few days ago, where was I? In midtown London. I was in the heart of the beast which never sleeps. And I was just driving through it and looked at everything, saw everything. I mean, not everything, but you know, what you can see from the window of a car, that I saw. And now I'm all of a sudden here, and I'm have to concentrate on the breathing and my mind, and I'm not the mind and I'm not the body. It's a total different thing, you know, and we practice with these things. So therefore, you need to be a little bit rested. You need to be, and it's socially absolutely acceptable if you don't sleep at the window of the neighbor, you know. But somewhere find yourself some resting place, some where you can be on the left side doses. Another good use of the time is to read maybe something, or to just walk a little bit around, look at the notes which you took. Not a good use of the time is to gossip now. Gossip is a bad word. I didn't want to say gossip. To prajalpa around, to talk mundane things and so on. That's not so good, because it would break the atmosphere which you try to develop. Therefore, I really want to encourage you to follow Pradyumna Maharaj, Pradyumna Prabhu's. Pradyumna Maharaj, Pradyumna Prabhu's lead, which was that you talk to each other about how you're feeling, what is going on, and so on. It's good now to make a little connection with each other. Community spirit is good. To talk, also to laugh together and to cry together if you are Mataji. use the time a little bit for community activities. That's also good. But avoid just totally mundane talk, because it would bring you to point A of the back to point A of the journey, which we want to leave after all on a retreat and go deeper. Fine. See you all at 4:30. To 5:30 for a group japa session. I want to also say this group japa session will be led by Gaurahari Prabhu, who will tune us in. He does very interesting tuning sessions where we can learn a little bit more. I recommend you to take this session, but if for some reason or another you are happen to be tired or something, you can take this off, but I strongly recommend it. I myself will be there and participate in the session. It's only an hour, and there will be some tuning in, something very interesting which you can take with you. The tips which you hear there, you can take with you. So see you, majority see you at 4:30. But at 5:30, we will all be together. That is very much necessary that you are there for 5:30. No? Good. Have a good lunch and a good, healthy fire of digestion. And see you very soon. Hare Krishna. Healthy fire of digestion.